Well, when you are embarked on a fun adventure, it doesn't make any difference what the weather is like. Tim Bates taught us years ago that there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. So get the right clothes and do your hopping around for the Gallery Hop. The Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop is a longtime tradition here in the Twin Ports. And Melanie Bonney is the manager at Seavey's. She joins us to tell us about some of the cool stuff that they're doing to support the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop. Hey, Melanie, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So you're going to have an April Apiary Celebration of Bees exhibit that's going to open on Saturday. Tell us about that.
Well, this year we decided to really highlight something that would bring information about the earth. We've had some shows in the past, delightful shows, but they kind of got away from the theme, and I really wanted to make sure this year we did something special to make a mark. And bees are so important, and if anybody can come down and listen to Pat Thomas, you're just going to be blown away. She is magnificent. She is she's the Shakespearean definition of small but fierce.
kind of like some bees.
Yes, exactly. She totally changed my mind about bees, our native bees, what we need to do for them, with just one little five-minute conversation. And I won't pretend to be the expert at all. She is. And so I'm just looking forward to spending more time listening to her and what she has to say. And she is a photographer. She photographs all local insects, but bees have a special place in her heart too. So her name was brought up to us when we announced this bee theme, and she also happens to be friends with one of our dear friends of the gallery, Rick Allen and Marian Lansky. So the fit is just perfect. In addition, it didn't take a lot of convincing of these artists that we invited to say we're doing an Earth Day show. The theme is bees, and they just were on it. They're on it. They have a place for the bees in their heart as well. And you'll be able to really see that and feel that when you see the art, because I'm hanging the show right now, and it's so delicious. I sometimes will describe art in food terms because it makes me hungry. It makes me want to consume these pieces.
Well, and I bet they're kind of sweet. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
never mind.
For sure. Well done.
Well, it really is exciting when you listen to a speaker that trips that little thing in your brain. It teaches mm-hmm. you something you didn't know, gets you enthusiastic about a subject that you didn't think was, you know, maybe necessarily that interesting. And that kind of aha moment is... Those mm-hmm. moments are magical, and to mm-hmm. surround them, of course, with art and other people that are interested in art, what a great opportunity. So there's going to be on Saturday an artist reception from mm-hmm. 1 to 4, and you're also going to have a henna artist there. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Well, this is, again, Rick Allen, I keep bringing him up because we see him every day, and he has his studio right in Canal Park. So
and he's only the nicest person on the planet.
I'm so glad that you met him, and you can. I mean, he really is. He was showing me some of the artwork that he did, and one of the pieces between my coworker and I reminded us of henna. The bee has some swirlies, some highlights like that. And we jokingly said, we should have a henna artist here. Why not? It's a party. And then this gal who will be coming in, the henna artist, she had a little booth outside of Amazing Grace, yet another friendly neighbor of ours down in Canal Park. And I contacted her, do you want to come do a henna for the day? And she absolutely did. So is there a connection? Not an obvious one. We made the connection just for a day of fun. And as I'm saying we're having henna here, talking to people, a lot of people don't know about it, how delightful it can be, and the experience of getting it and choosing your designs. And she's going to design a little bee for the day So it's just one more element to have a good time at our store.
Now, when you have a henna design painted on you, it doesn't last very long. I mean, it's not permanent. And I know that we're supposed to embrace impermanence, but sometimes I really have a hard time with that.
That's what I love about the henna is that I was going to her, it's kind of a sickness. Once I found she was there last summer, I was there about every week, every 2 weeks, because I could change the design. I could have it on a different part of my body. I loved it. If you take care of it, it'll stay longer.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, if you're kind of done, you can, you know, spend some time scrubbing it off and then get ready for the next one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's not, you don't necessarily look at it as one design forever. It's kind of more of a rotating gallery of you.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
I love it. I might have to write that down and present it like that. Well done.
Melanie.
You're a woman of good words.
Yeah, I love me some words. Melanie, thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. It was such fun to talk with you. April Apiary is going to be featured at CV's, and we'll get some information up on our website so folks can find more information. Pat Thomas is a local insect photographer and garden educator, and we'll be doing a little presentation, an artist reception, a henna artist will be there, and well, as I mentioned, we'll get the details up on the website. It's part of the Art for Earth Day Gallery Hop coming up this weekend in the Twin Ports.